Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotional. Today's chapter comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Now it is superfluous for me to write to you about the ministry for the saints, for I know your readiness, of which I boast about you to the people of Macedonia, saying that Achaia has been ready since last year, and your zeal has stirred up most of them. But I am sending the brothers so that our boasting about you may not prove empty in this matter, so that you may be ready as I said you would be. Otherwise, if some Macedonians come with me and find that you are not ready, we would be humiliated to say nothing of you for being so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead to you and arrange in advance for the gift you have promised, so that it may be ready as a willing gift, not as an exaction. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things and at all times, you may abound in every good work. As it is written, he has distributed freely, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. By their approval of the service, they will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others. For while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you, thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. Amen. Amen. So 2 Corinthians continues in its discussion of generosity. And Paul says in verse 6, the point is this. It's kind of nice and convenient when the Bible says that, and I wish more of Scripture said it more like this. But he says in verse 6, the point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. It's a pretty logical thought here in like an agricultural sense, or really this is how we understand most things in our lives anyways. If you put in more effort, you get more output. If you work hard, you will do better. If you work out more, you will get stronger and healthier. And this all makes a lot of sense. What Paul is talking about is sowing, putting in effort, resources towards the kingdom of God. The more we sow, the greater the harvest will be. And it makes so much sense that it makes me wonder, why does he even need to say it? Shouldn't they know this already? This is how the world works for the most part. Why say it? Because it's about generosity. Our natural bent, even when we intellectually know the truth, is that the best use of our own resources is on ourselves. To sow in this framework is to give away. And the heart behind this isn't meant to be give, tithe, or else. Verse 7 says God wants a cheerful giver, not giving by compulsion or duty or with reluctance, but with joy, a joy grounded in a hope of what God can and will do with what we offer. Again, it's not easy to give. Sacrifice is involved, and if you give, a fear can come that you yourself will not have enough. But verse 8 says God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. In short, God will provide. God's grace will abound. God's grace abounds in us, his provision, his love, and ultimately himself. And verses 10 to 11 tell us, God will multiply your seed for sowing. As you give, you will receive even more. And this doesn't mean prosperity gospel. I'm sure this is used by people who promote that kind of wrong teaching. But Paul is saying, if you give, God will multiply your seed for sowing. It's not about your own benefit or our own benefit. It's for a harvest of people who are blessed by God. And what it says there at the end of verse 10, it says that there will be a harvest of your righteousness. Verse 11 tells us we'll be enriched in every way. For what reason? To be generous in every way. And what happens as a result of our generosity? And I think this is the most important part. What happens as a result of our generosity is that God is glorified. God is glorified by others through our generosity. Let me read verses 12 to 15 again for us. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. Ultimately, people will glorify God because of our generosity, submission, and service. This means our service isn't just doing good deeds. It's not just being nice people on the outside. It's us as we follow Jesus, confessing publicly, even that we follow Jesus. When we're following him and giving of ourselves to others, it results in God being glorified. God gets the glory and honor and praise. This is why we give. And so as we continue to consider what our lives and what our church's life is like when it comes to generosity, I want to invite you to remember the gift that God has given us. And I think that's why Paul ends this chapter by saying, thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. When we remember the gift that we've received, we're able to be a cheerful giver. We're able to give generously, with all thanksgiving and glory to God. Let's be cheerful givers. What would that look like for you today? Ask the Holy Spirit how you can be a cheerful giver today, this week, to those around you, to the people you pass by when you're going to work or classes, whatever it might be. How can we be a people who give cheerfully, filled with the joy of the Lord, confessing the gospel of Christ, living out the generous life that God has given us through Christ? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. And God, we are so struck by the generosity that Paul commands and Paul invites us into. We're struck by, Lord, the kind of generosity that the Corinthian church really strive for. And Lord, I pray for Symphony Church. I pray for my brothers and sisters. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be cheerful givers. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in sowing well so that we might reap a harvest of righteousness. God, we want to continue to see, Lord, just your kingdom to unfold. And so, Lord, help us to be a part of this. Help us to see, God, more people glorify you and to give all thanksgiving to you, God. Thank you, Lord, for the inexpressible gift that you have given us. Help us to follow your son, Jesus, in his generosity. We pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us again, and I hope you can continue to just press into this lifestyle of generosity. Let's be cheerful givers. Have a great day.